I wonder how the apostles reacted when he said he was about to celebrate the Passover, takes the bread, he simply doesn't give it to them. He says, "This is my body." And then he takes the cup. "This is the cup of the covenant. This is my blood." It was only a question of a few hours that what he said to them was going to happen in reality. Christ giving himself, sacrificing his life, his body, his blood, to make it possible for you and me to become that living body of Christ. I don't know how many times I received communion in my life, good many times. Unfortunately, I haven't seen that real miracle that is meant to happen. When you and I eat a natural food, we take that food and becomes us. Keeps us alive. When you and I receive the Eucharist, Jesus present in that Eucharist is not meant to become us. We are meant to be changed into him. Just the opposite of the physical food that you and I nourish ourselves with. As we go through life, as we nourish ourselves with the Eucharist, we are meant to become Eucharist ourselves. Because God works through you and me. He laid down his life for you and me. Am I willing, following his example, to sacrifice myself? I don't talk about laying down my life, but sacrificing myself for the sake of my brothers, for the sake of the people of God, the community I belong to. Then we become active, meaningful, dynamic part of this body of Christ. Think of St. Mary's as that body of Christ. What do I contribute to keep this body of Christ a healthy one? Not a dead one, a healthy one, active, alive. And each one of us is needed because we are part of this body of Christ. And if I don't do my part, that means something, a part of that body is sick. we are all so important in order to build up this living body of Christ individually, so that our actions, my actions, reflect the actions of Jesus Christ, and as a community. So people from outside coming to St. Mary's are able to recognize that hidden presence that motivates us for doing what we do. Just think that many times requests come around. Am I willing to sacrifice this body, myself, for the good of all, or the wider body of Christ? Because if I say I'm not necessary, think what would happen if everybody were to say that. That body disappears, doesn't exist. It exists to the extent that each one of us contributes to build up this body of Jesus Christ.